Mr. Chairman, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. I didn't manage to open the day, so I will try to close it. It is a honor for me to participate and speak to this second International Conference on Nutrition of the FAO and WHO on behalf of Romania. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, the importance of food nutrition, of good nutrition, is not new at all. In year 400 behind the Christ, Hippocrates said, "Let food be your medicine and medicine be your food." So the agriculture and food security are facing now with some serious challenges all over the world. The international situation of the food demand, availability and sustainable development of the agricultural sector is often debated in the different forums, and the need to be better prepared to ensure food security should be addressed by the decision maker in designing future policies. Agriculture, due to its specific nature, is one of the sectors most affected by the climate changes, and as a consequence, the food security and nutrition is also affected. That is why I consider agricultural policy as a key mechanism in addressing food security, eradicate malnutrition, poverty, climate changes, and sustainable development of rural areas. Food and fair nutrition should be a reality and not only some simple words. To fulfill this aim, we have to intervene at different levels, from the production to the commercialization, through medicine, through education. Ladies and gentlemen, in other words, nutrition and malnutrition have become a global problem in relation to this, effective especially the population in underdeveloped countries, but not only. The worldwide success of nutrition in recent years has held international attention in terms of food security, namely access of all the person to nutritious food for a healthy and active life. Malnutrition was triggered by disturbing trends of agricultural production and by the current international trade policy that raise questions about the possibility of improving the speed of production and distribution of the food all over the world in order to be on the same level with the population growth and to achieve the purpose, the security of nutrition. There are two sides to eliminate nutrition. On one side, we have sustaining the quality and the quantity of the food that a person eats. And on the other side, we have to ensure the adequate health and a healthy environment. We have also to do some other mission to combat malnutrition, like an eating greener, more nutrition and healthy and fresher. Education the population. We need to know the global health problem and possible solution. We have to try to promote a sustainable agricultural development, healthy for all the people. We have to encourage less pollution and less abusive practices in agriculture towards people and nature. We have to fight for more healthier and more affordable food. We have to encourage and support small farmers, especially in developing countries. It is well known that the small family farmers are the key to reducing the poverty and improving the global food security. Today we are witnessing a paradox situation in which someone's development may generate someone else's poverty. It is clear that we have a common responsibility in finding a solution to this problem. An essential part can be and must to be played by the small-scale agriculture, a resource that is not used enough and which can be a significant food supplier on this market. This type of agriculture can be better meet local market demand and traditions. It is true that the modern technologies will allow to increase agricultural production in developing countries, but it's equally important to manage our resources prudently and in a balanced way. Another phase of malnutrition and a nutrition issue is the food waste. We waste tons of food. We well understand the biggest challenge of the 21st century is providing enough and safe food to a continuously growing population. At this time, we are not able to meet this challenge. In the meanwhile, we waste 1.3 billion tons of food. This is the reality. This is still a lot of work to be done for the humankind to fulfill, understand the meaning of a global food scarcity. We need to focus on finding sustainable solutions to provide food for all the people and for the future generation. In Romania, we are just now drawing a strategy to avoid food loss and to better manage the food waste. We learned in our experience how important it is to find the proper stakeholders, how difficult it is to put together different interests for a common goal and find a development direction to serve the greatest good of the whole society. The scarce availability of the data is a problem, and we are working on it. I think that if we want to solve the problem, we have to put work together the authorities, the private sectors, the producers, the retailers, the transporters, and this will give us a transversal and integrated assessment of the problems. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your attention, and thank you.